Chapter 7. Truth. Woichake. That which is real, the way the world is. The story of the trickster's song. Yukitomi's stomach was growling as he crawled out of the deserted bear's den where he had been sleeping. He woke up hungry, but that was nothing new to Yukitomi. He liked to sleep more than anything, so he was hungry a lot. Still, he wasn't too worried. He always found a way to feed himself, though it wasn't because he was a good hunter. Yukitomi was not a hunter at all. His only real skill was that he was tricky, one of the trickiest beings around. He preferred living off the work or the mistakes of others. At that, he was very good. That was the truth about Yukitomi. He rubbed sleep from his eyes and looked around. It was a fine summer afternoon. The cottonwood tree's leaves were singing in a playful breeze while the grasses danced. Red-winged blackbirds added their bright call, and somewhere a meadowlark joined in. Not far away, in the shade of an oak grove, white-tailed deer dozed in a cool shade of a plum thicket. Yukitomi didn't care about such things, unless they somehow meant he could be more comfortable. He didn't see anything that meant he could eat, so he set out across the prairie to look for a quick meal. The chokecherries, plums, and buffalo berries were not yet ripe, and he hadn't forgotten his stomach ache from eating green berries, so he ignored them. There were fish, bullheads in the river, but that meant he would have to catch grasshoppers for bait. He wouldn't eat fish today because grasshoppers were much too fast, too hard to catch. He rested on a hilltop after a long climb. As he sat looking out over the rolling prairies, he thought he heard laughter on the wind. Sweaty and hungry, his mood was like a blustery black cloud, and laughter was the last thing he wanted to hear. Still, he was curious and listened closely. There it was, laughter from many voices, like the sound of an annoying mosquito. Curiosity pushed aside his annoyance. Anything unusual was always good to look into, since it could mean food. Yukitomi listened and started walking in the direction of the laughter. The trouble was that the prairie has low rolling hills in every direction, and the wind can play tricks. Sometimes the laughter seemed to come from behind him, and sometimes from the left or right. After stumbling to the top of several hills, Yukitomi noticed that the noise was louder, and with the laughter he heard splashing. He knew there was a small, shallow lake nearby and decided to look there. Yukitomi grinned after he came to the top of yet another hill. Opportunity seemed to be favoring him this day. There was the lake, and on it was a large flock of ducks. They were laughing and dancing on the water, splashing and having a good time. Then they were so busy having fun, they didn't see Yukitomi. His stomach growled louder. He hid behind a soapweed and began thinking of a plan. Yukitomi was always at his best when he was driven by hunger, so thoughts flashed in his mind like lightning. With a self-satisfied smile, he sneaked down to a creek bottom and quickly gathered a large bundle of sticks. Tying them together snugly, he hoisted the bundle onto his back and set out for the lake and the ducks. From the top of the hill, he walked purposefully down, the bundle of wood on his back, and he bent beneath it as if it were a heavy load. He kept his eyes straight ahead and never once looked in the direction of the singing and dancing ducks. As he knew it would happen, one of the ducks spotted Yukitomi and shouted a warning, "Look out, it's Yukitomi!" He was well known to the ducks, for he would eat anything. Some of the ducks took to wing, and a hush fell over the lake. Strangely, Yukitomi took no notice of the anxious flock. He continued on, bent under his load of wood, seemingly in a hurry. The ducks who had fled returned to the lake. They all watched the strange sight of Yukitomi bent under a bundle of wood, marching purposefully onward and ignoring them. No one, no matter who, likes to be ignored. And Yukitomi was ignoring the ducks, not for a moment acknowledging that they were in the same world. He kept walking. His stomach kept growling. Soon he was past them and walking away from the lake. It was more than they could stand. Iktomi, one of them called out. Iktomi kept walking. Iktomi, they called out with one voice. Iktomi paused, his eyes blinking vaguely as he glanced about. He slowly turned toward the lake and saw the ducks. Surprise registered on his face. How? He called out. My friends, are you well? What are you doing? We are dancing, celebrating, they told him. It's such a good day. I am happy for you, Iktomi called back. Then looking off, he turned to leave. The ducks didn't know what to do or how to act. Iktomi was not acting like Iktomi. It was too much for them. They had to know why. Wait, they called. What are you doing? Why are you carrying all that wood? Iktomi wiped his brow and seemed anxious to go. This is not wood, you see, he told them. These are songs. For sure, they are sacred songs. I'm taking them to a celebration over there by the river. He shifted his load and started walking. They are waiting for me. I have to get there before sunset. The ducks raised a commotion, all of them shouting, Wait, wait! Don't go yet. Sing us one of the songs so we can dance. Iktomi hesitated, thinking deeply for a moment. No, I can't, he replied. I have a long way to go, and they're waiting. Besides, these are sacred songs, and I don't think I should sing one to you people. I don't know you. Don't go, they shouted. We want to hear one of those songs. Iktomi sighed and stopped, waving his hands impatiently. I do need to rest, he said, sitting down in the grass as his stomach rumbled again. I've been walking since sunrise. After I catch my breath, perhaps I can sing you one song. But I don't know. These are sacred songs, and I don't know if you should hear them. The ducks raised a clamor. No, no, we want to hear a song, just one. They all swam to the shore, waddled onto the grass, and surrounded Iktomi, their beady little eyes pleading with him. It was very hard for Iktomi not to reach out and snatch one, because they were all fat, and he knew the meat would be tender and juicy roasted over the fire. His stomach growled, and he laughed to cover the noise as he sighed and wiped his brow. Yes, yes, he muttered. I'll sing you one song. Then I must be on my way. Quacking joyously, the ducks clambered back into the water, laughing in anticipation. It wasn't often they could dance to a sacred song. Iktomi nearly drooled as he watched them, but he knew he had to play out the ruse or he would go hungry again. After a moment, he carefully untied his bundle and laid out the sticks and studied each one. He would pick up a stick, mumble and hum, shake his head, then put it down and pick up another. The ducks, of course, were curious. What are you doing? They asked. I'm looking for the right song for you. I must find the one that will be good for you, he explained wisely. Yes, said the ducks. Pick out the right one. We will wait. Iktomi dutifully picked up one stick after another, mumbling and humming, until he found the one he wanted. It was a sturdy stick, of course, and was just right for what he had in mind. To the ducks, it was the right song. This is the one, he announced. The ducks cheered. Their quacking was loud and annoying, but Iktomi smiled. Now, he said, since this is a sacred song, there is something you must do when I start singing. Tell us, the ducks yelled. Tell us what to do. When I begin to sing, you must close your eyes tightly. This is a sacred song, and it has powers. I don't know what will happen if you open your eyes. I will close my eyes too, because I know how powerful these songs are. They are so powerful that I was told never to sing them with my eyes open, and others who hear them must also close their eyes. Do you understand? Yes, yes, we understand, they clamored. Iktomi found a soft grassy spot and sat holding the stick. He cleared his throat. I must warn you, he said. If you open your eyes while I'm singing, your eyes will turn red and stay that way. So no matter what happens, no matter what you hear, keep your eyes closed. This is a sacred song, and who knows what powers will come when I sing. We will keep our eyes closed, they promised.